Prisons need correctional officers, and they're turning everywhere for help. I'm Brian Bandmiller on Business. Nearly a third of federal correctional officer jobs across the country are vacant. These are people employed to guard inmates. To fill the hole, prisons are turning to cooks, teachers, nurses, and other workers. In 2020, the Justice Department budgeted for 20,000 full-time officers, but the agency running prisons says right now it currently employs only 14,000, and the void's being felt. At a federal pen in Texas, inmates are locked in cells on weekends because there are not enough guards to watch them. In Illinois, one of the most understaffed prisons in the country, has seen five inmates die of homicide or suicide since last year. Those officers who are employed are working 60 hours overtime a week and getting burned out. The hiring agency says it's holding regular recruitment events and offering incentives for hard-to-fill positions. But with a starting salary of $43,000 and spending your days working behind bars, resumes aren't flying in. Brian Bandmiller, CBS News.